The Lowell Green Podcast is brought to you by Scheel Furniture and Appliances in Pakenham. See Scheels.ca.
Thank you, John. So, ha-ha, we must have a new listener here, or two or three.
I had a feeling.
Now, you may recall on Friday, I raised hell, bloody hell, on this program, because Canada was, at that point, the only G7 nation whose leader, or at least one of their elected representatives, had not visited Ukraine. And I wasn't very happy over the fact that Canada was one of the few nations in the G20 that had not as yet reopened its embassy or diplomatic post. So I raised bloody hell. Well, guess what? Aha! On Sunday, guess where Trudeau went? You see, undoubtedly, Trudeau and Butts and Freeland, the whole damn gang there, they obviously listened to the program. You can just see them huddled around the radio and say, geez, we better be careful. Old Green's going to say here, we don't want to get on the wrong side of Green. It'll be the end of us. So they heard me say this on Friday. So you can just imagine the mad scrambling. And presto, magic, they're in Ukraine and they open the embassy. Did I play a role in this? Well, I'll leave that up to you.
Oh, you absolutely did, Lowell. You absolutely. I have every confidence.
Well, I want to tell you, nobody else was raising hell about it.
Well, you're not wrong.
Our rice pudding media that's out there, the mainstream media, was just absolutely silent, as they are with almost anything that's any way critical of our beloved Prime Minister. Now, I have just before I get into the main topic here, I have to pass something along. I was subjected to a new scam on Sunday, actually Saturday night, late Saturday night. At least it's a new scam to me. Phone rings. Very professional voice, female, says, we're calling from, this is Visa International. We would just like to inform you that we have had two checks cashed, or two, whatever it is. One for, I think it was $140, another for $1,400. These transactions took place in Europe. We're calling you because you don't ordinarily have transactions like this in Europe. If in fact you did make these transactions, please press 1. If you would like to cancel the transactions, press 2. Well, I realized immediately it was a scam. And so I just hung up. I didn't even curse at her. I just hung up. How did I know it was a scam? It wasn't too difficult. We don't have a Visa card. But I just pass this along because I'm telling you, I've often thought, you know, if these people who spend all of their time thinking up new scams to try and steal money from us, if they were to apply the same kind of energy and intelligence to a legitimate enterprise, they could probably be millionaires. Join Elon Musk or Mask or whatever the hell his name is.
Elon. But,
Whatever.
Why do you struggle with that?
I don't struggle. I just turn off American. We get so much American news up here that I just shut it right off. And which begs another question.
Fair enough.
I don't understand why the media here in Canada and in the United States are still fascinated with Donald Trump. Holy jumping Jehoshaphats. A day cannot go by, but isn't there's a story of one kind or another about Trump, or Trump's wife, or Trump's daughter, or Trump's hotel, or some damn Trump thing. I don't understand it. Why do we give a sweet flying fox fart about what Donald Trump does in the United States or doesn't do? It's the same as the Kardashians. Do I care who she's humping? Absolutely not. I mean, let's be honest, she'll hump anybody. So why should I care? I don't care. Go away, hump whoever you want. But I don't know why they have to take up page after page after page in newspapers to give me all the humping news. I just don't get it. Topic. Well, if you have any comments about any of that, I'd be very happy to hear from you. But the cost of living man, oh man, woman, oh woman, what are we going to do here? What can we do about it? What should governments be doing about it? Is there anything a government can do except raise the interest rates, which only hurts us even more? In your opinion, is there anything that can be done to lower the cost of food and gasoline, housing? In fact, just about everything we need to live. Heating fuel. Now, Trudeau, in typical fashion, is trying to blame the whole thing on the war in Ukraine. But the truth is, and you know what the truth is, inflation struck this country long before Putin invaded Ukraine. I can recall almost a year ago talking about the high cost of food. I remember reporting to you that my wife, Debbie, had come to the conclusion that in about 1 year's time, the cost of food had increased probably about 20-25%. That was long before the war. So this inflation struck long before Ukraine. There's no question that the Ukrainian war may be helping to drive up the price of gasoline, diesel fuel. But let's not forget, can we please not forget here? If Trudeau and his gang hadn't stopped pipelines, stalled or canceled dozens of liquid natural gas plants, beat the living bejesus out of the oil and gas industry, forced us to buy billions of dollars worth of foreign oil, Canadian gas prices would be much lower. If we were totally independent, energy self-sufficient, essentially, we could charge whatever we wanted. Now, there would have to be some correlation with world prices, but there's no question. Well, I mean, we have evidence of this fact that where there is sufficient Canadian oil and gas, prices are lower. Let's examine Alberta today. I just checked. You can buy gasoline at a pump, Costco in Alberta. The lowest price was $147.9. Compare that to what are we paying here in Ottawa? Close to $2. So Alberta today, which has all of its own refineries, its own oil, its own natural gas, right there locally, is selling gasoline and diesel fuel about 40 cents a liter cheaper than we're buying in Ontario. And by the way, if you want to compare prices in Alberta with prices in British Columbia, British Columbians now are paying about $2.20. Good for them. They're partially responsible themselves for stalling the Trans Mountain pipeline. But so, in other words, if you are self-sufficient, as they are in Alberta, it's about 40% less per liter, 60 cents a liter less than what they're paying in BC. And I'm going to tell you something else. I mean, when we're talking inflation, the fact that Trudeau keeps humping on the carbon tax doesn't help either. I mean, do you realize that today, if gasoline is at about $2, then the tax, total tax on that, that's provincial and federal, is about 50 cents just for tax. And there's something else to remember. A lot of people don't realize this. I reported this about a year ago. The head of Minto at the time, Greenberg, reported that the cost of new homes has increased about 28% because of government regulations. In other words, he says this was a couple of years ago, so it's probably even more. But a couple of years ago, he reported that government regulation accounted for about 28% of the cost of a new home. Just keep that in mind. And then let's not forget that, what was it, about 2 weeks ago, Ottawa City Council passed a bylaw imposing more environmental regulations on new homes, which the city itself says will add another 10%. So here in Ottawa, I mean, on one breath, the city and others, the lefties, are complaining about the high cost of housing. But here in Ottawa, government regulation probably accounts for about 30%, about 40% when they add the 10%, about 40% of the cost of a new home, government regulations. 28 and 10 is 38%, folks. Government regulation. You ever try to get a building permit in this city? I have a neighbor who's a farmer. he wanted to build one of those sort of Quonset hut things to store his couple of tractors. Very simple. In fact, you can buy them almost completely built. You know, it took him almost 2 years to get all the bylaws and get approval. It was unbelievable in the cost. And not only that, zone zero, rural. What's the matter with me? And he had to build a berm to block the sight of this thing from the road. And drivers by didn't want to see a shed with tractors and a farm. But, I mean, have you any idea what it cost to just have a culvert installed? It used to be, if you needed a culvert in your road, you phoned the city or the township or whatever it was, and they came with a tractor and a front-end loader and a couple of men. They ripped up the road. They blocked off the road for, you know, about a day, ripped it up, put the new culvert in, and that was it, over and done with. Now, if you want a new culvert in the road, you're looking probably at about 3 months delay. You got to get environmental studies done here. God help you if there's any water anywhere near. Now you got to get fisheries in here, any fish here, it's unbelievable. And you wonder why inflation is so high. So if you think governments can do anything to lower the cost, I think I've made my position pretty clear. Yeah, just get the hell out of my life. You know, lower the taxes, stop charging taxes, get rid of half of the bloody regulation, for God's sake. Just leave us alone. And we'll come home pretty safe. Anything else you want to talk about, folks? There's one other thing, and I'm a little hesitant because I have many public service friends. But one of the things that's bound to not may play a major factor, but certainly plays a factor in inflation, are the index pensions of literally millions of public servants and others. I mean, let's face it, if you have an indexed pension, you don't really care if the cost of living goes up, because the higher the cost of living, the higher your pension. In fact, I've talked with some people who are glad when the cost of living goes up because their pensions increase. That's obviously it's got to influence inflation. It's got to. So those are some of the things that I throw out there. And if there's anything else that you want to talk about, please do. If there's any idea you have on how just ordinary people without government intervention can lower the cost of living, I'd sure like to hear it. I know if you shop specials and all of those kinds of things, but even the specials. And one of the things, and in fact, one of the television networks just the other day had a feature on not necessarily the increased prices of some of the things, of the food, but the smaller sizes. They showed us a bottle, I forget what it was, and it used to be, I think, 38 liquid ounces, and now it's only 36. They just squeezed it a little bit. The price is the same, but the size is smaller, which means, in effect, the price has gone up. And bacon. We bought a pound of bacon the other day. There couldn't have been any more than about 5 strips of bacon. I don't know how the hell it could be a pound. All right, John, first of all, I just want to talk about our good friends. Once again, Shields up there in Pakenham. Now, if we're talking about cost, once again, I want to go through the fact that if you can lower your cost of doing business a little bit, if you're really good, really honest, you will pass those savings along to the consumer. And that's what they do at Shield. They're operating out of Pakenham. They've got a big warehouse, there's no question. But as you can appreciate, the cost of rent and owning and property tax and so forth is considerably less in Pakenham than it is in Canada. And they pass those savings along. This is one of the ways that they can compete. Not only that, but they're surprisingly large volume as well. So they're able to negotiate with GM and so forth for lower prices by buying in bulk. So they can pass those savings along. All I've ever said is, look, give them a chance. Check them out. They're local. They're family-owned since 1947. They're good people. Got a warehouse filled with all of the brands, the major brands of appliances. Probably have them delivered to your home within 2 or 3 days. Shields.ca. John, any response so far?
Yes, lots of response. We got a few people weighing in on a number of the issues you put out there. The whole topic of building permits drives me batshit crazy. We amalgamated this city in 2001. Did you know that we have yet to amalgamate the bylaws?
Oh, it doesn't surprise me.
I'm in Gloucester, and what I can do or can't do in Gloucester is totally different than what somebody who's in the old city of Ottawa, about three blocks away from me, can do. I found that out when a neighbor was widening their driveway. If they were in Ottawa, we could shut that down. But they're in Gloucester, so they're allowed. It's
You're absolutely right. And some jurisdictions, you get, if you're building, you've got to have a drywall inspector.
What?
In other jurisdictions, yes. Oh, yeah. You wonder why you said 28% of the cost of a new home is government regulation.
See.
Well, how about the drywall inspector? Just as one example.
Electrical, I understand. Plumbing, I understand. Oh, HVAC, yeah. I understand. Drywall?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Drywall. Yeah. I don't know if there's a nail inspector. It wouldn't surprise me. But I mean, and these are the builders, and these are good buildmental. And they're saying, hey, listen, you know, major reason for the high cost of housing is government regulation. And they just keep piling it on. It's all very well. Oh, we got to have this environmental consideration. We've got to have this. We've got to have this safety thing. We got to have a berm here. They're now, one of the new regulations, apparently, with the city of Ottawa, is if you have a tree in your front yard, you've got to dig a certain depth around it and plant flowers. I don't know. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. These environmentalists have a look at, and they've got to say, oh, geez, you know, we got to find something here. Got to find something. So let's tack this. Let's make them do that. Let's go. Oh, God. Go ahead, John.
Julie says she needs a ramp installed at her home just for the inspector to stamp the form, $1,100.
Oh, for a ramp for a wheelchair.
For a wheelchair for her home.
Yeah, I mean, folks, it's become a kind of madness. No matter where you turn, and we wonder about the cost of food. And I have raised this issue several times, and I'm going to keep pounding away. Last fall, the Premier of Saskatchewan came to Toronto with some receipts from Saskatchewan farmers. One of the receipts was about $5,000. It was the carbon tax for 1 month on propane to dry this farmer's grain. Another invoice was about $4,000, the same thing. If the wheat is wet, and it very often is, you've got to dry the wheat. If you don't, it will go moldy. You will lose the whole crop. In order to dry the grain, they have huge propane heaters. Blow in lots of hot air and dry the wheat. The carbon tax for 1 month for one farmer in Saskatchewan on propane, the carbon tax over $5,000 a month. Another one over $4,000. And similar invoices every single wheat farmer across the West. And you wonder why the cost of food is going up? Well, folks, you know what? Every action has a reaction. There's a consequence to everything. And we're paying the piper now. Go ahead, John.
All right, lots of comments coming in. I will hand it over to the listener. Our number here, 613-413-2217. You're watching on my Facebook, Lowell's Facebook, the Blast the Radio Facebook, wherever you ordinarily comment. That's where you would post your comments. Same thing on YouTube, on Twitch, and on Twitter. Sarah is very busy today on the show. She's enjoying this. She says she got the same call from Visa. She doesn't even have a Visa. Lynn says, we get calls like that all the time about charges on our non-existing Visa. Scam issue says, Peter, there are so many people who fall for this, which makes these crooks good money.
Well, actually, you know, to be honest with you, it was very authentic. The voice was very professional.
Oh, yeah.
And it sounded very plausible, except, as I say, for the fact we don't have a Visa card. But I can just imagine. And apparently one of the tricks that they use is that they called me around 10 o'clock on a Saturday night. But sometimes they will phone about 4 or 5 in the morning. And you can imagine you're groggy and you hear this official sounding voice. We've just spotted a $1,400 expense in France someplace. Hey, do you want to cancel it? Just press 2. Yeah, and you're groggy and lots of people get caught, sadly. Go ahead, John.
Let's go to text. Again, the number here is 613-413-2217. This person says, thank you, Lowell, to kick the Liberal behind. They listened to you. Hi, Lowell. A City of Ottawa building permit to build a new home is almost $40,000, says Jason. If I believe correctly, Jason's the one who works as a contractor, so he would know. $40,000 bucks. Wow. Again, the number 613-413-2217. Lowell, of course, the green initiatives the liberals are trying to implement is what is contributing to the cost of living. As for index pensions, I think they only go up a couple percent, even if the cost of living goes up 5% or more. It's what stats can say who are always on the low end in percentage. All right.
Yeah, there's no question that you know, generally speaking, the cost of living goes up more than the official accounting. I just throw this out as saying, you know, if you're going to have an index pension, it's got to affect inflation somewhat. Let's be very honest. If you have an indexed pension, you aren't affected by the cost of living as much as other people. I just throw that out. And there's, you know, nothing wrong. That's, you signed that deal. I don't begrudge it. I'm just pointing something out that's obvious. Go ahead, John.
To Facebook, Eileen, she says, the first thing I thought of this morning when I heard the news, they listened to Lowell again. Lowell, maybe you should run for prime minister. we need a new PM in order for Canadians to live again. Trudeau and Biden both say everything wrong is Putin's fault, but things were at fault before Putin's war.
Yeah, I don't understand how the war in Ukraine has increased inflation. As I say, because we rely largely on foreign imported oil, we got to pay world prices for the oil, okay? That's because of the stupidness of the Liberal Party and the NDP and the Greens. So, but if we didn't have to import foreign oil, very clearly we could buy oil much and gasoline much cheaper than we are today. So there's no question the war in Ukraine has increased the world price of oil. And because we have to buy from the world foreign markets, then we're stuck. Thank you, Justin Trudeau. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not sure a war anywhere is really to blame for the fact that on Mother's Day, Sunday, gas prices jumped suddenly by 15 cents and then dropped back down again once supper time was pretty much over.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I find that curious. Back to you, the good listener. Glenn says, Lowell, you and I can remember the 70s with inflation, wage and price controls. It's coming again, he says. Eileen, my husband and I are in our 80s. It was great going for a wonderful Sunday drive. Price of gas, that's gone. Joshua, I think we need to relearn self-reliance of past generations. My grandfather's always proud to note we never saw the inside of a grocery store. Granted, this lets the government off the hook, but if we prove we need them less, perhaps they wise up.
Well, you know, I'll be very surprised if we don't start to see a lot more home gardens. During the war, many, many people, the majority of families actually, planted what we called a victory garden. They took the grass out of the front yards and planted vegetables, et cetera, et cetera. I'll be very surprised if we don't see a start of that again. There's no question that most people, even if you got a small backyard, you could take a little corner of it and start growing some vegetables there or whatever. I'm still not sure whether the city will allow us to have chickens in our backyard. And of course, with the flu virus now or whatever it is, that once again, the big scare is going up. I mean, doesn't matter what happens. We've got the media out there just trying to scare the hell out of us. But whatever. I just think that more and more, I agree, more and more, I think more people are going to become much more self-reliant. Go ahead, John.
Tina Marie says, I pay $90 a season to rent garden space. I still have preserves from last year. And I warned you before we got on the air that Jace is pissed at the candidate they are running here in Ottawa South. Well, here he is. Have no fear. Edward Dinka is here. He'll work hard to reduce the cost of housing and knows the value of a dollar.
Yeah, this is just a kid.
It's sad.
I guess it's sad. I guess they figure that that Fraser is going to win it hands down. People just love the Liberals in Ottawa South, and so I'm not sure if nobody else wanted to run there. I really don't understand it.
Well, apparently, so Jace, feel free to chime in on this. Apparently, there was another candidate who was approved and ready to go, and like a very well respected individual in the Conservative Party. And they took him off to put this kid on for some reason.
I don't know.
I mean, full credit to the kid. I don't begrudge him. His name's on the ballot. I respect the hell out of that. But he looks to be about 18 years old. Lol.
You never know. You never know what's going to happen. There was a kid down in Brockville. This is many years ago. I'm going back maybe to the 60s or 70s. And he was only about 18 years old, and he ran for mayor, and everybody laughed. He won. And became a very well-known and highly respected politician. Forget, some of you may remember who I'm talking about here. I don't. Go ahead, John.
Sorry, just screening a call. Guess who's on? Jace, go ahead. You're on live with Lowell Green.
Good afternoon,
Jace.
Lowell.
You're not too happy with the conservative candidate in Ottawa South, I gather.
I'm sure he's a very nice child. I really am. And if you take a look at his video from his election platform, it looks like he's running to be class president of his grade 8 class, which is absolutely wonderful. But to have any expectation about going against Fraser in Ottawa South, and this is what they've chosen to be our candidate, just blows me away. It makes no sense. They had a candidate ready and prepared. Mid-50s, hardworking, longtime resident, president of the local riding association, and was fully prepared to run a full regular candidacy and give John Fraser a run for his money. He was pulled at the last second. He was not given any reasons why. And this kid from Burlington is now running in Ottawa South. And this is the great white hope for the Conservative Party in Ottawa South.
I'll have to, this is the first time I'm aware of this. I'll check into that. There had to be something cropped up with the former candidate. I'm going to be honest with you, Jace. Like, who in their right mind today would want to run for politics at any level? And that's the problem, is that increasingly, good people just aren't prepared to run anymore because they know that immediately they do, they're going to be attacked. Look at Pierre Poilievre. Pierre has a spotless record. There's never been a hint of scandal. Married man, two kids now, been a great performer in the house, honest, hardworking, and yet the knives are out there trying to eviscerate the guy. So it really begs the question, like, who would want to run? Would you want to run, Jace?
Actually, Lo, I've given it some consideration. I really have.
But you haven't, though.
I haven't yet. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, for that and a number of other reasons. But, like, something needs to be done. And every time I've had this conversation with John, we get very, very frustrated with the way things are going to the point where we're ready to stand up on a soapbox and say, listen, this has to change, you know? And it's like, it's so frustrating, Lowell.
Well, we've got to get good people running, sir. That's the problem. Thank you, Jace. I'm going to check this out. This is all news to me. Thank you very much. Thank you. John.
Told you he was upset.
Yeah, well, good for Jace. I mean, Jace cares. He cares deeply.
He does.
For him.
And he brought it to my attention, and I looked into the kid. And yeah, like I said, I went to his Facebook page, and it's not open to the public. And he's from Burlington, living in Burlington. Oh, no, wait, there's a second page. It's also not open to the public, but at least it claims he's living in Ottawa. His Twitter has been active for 5 years. He's tweeted once since March. In any election, Lowell, I just want options. Give me the best and let me choose from the best. But like you said, who's putting their name on the ballot these days? And look, maybe the kid's a dynamo. People in the comments are bringing to attention, Brockville's mayor started running when he's 18 and is now a member of,
And Pierre Poilievre was, I forget how
old
he was.
He was a kid, 24 or something, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was just a very young man, an unknown, and he just worked. But anyway, it's...
I'm not trying to take anything away from this young candidate, but there's no social media, there is no campaign office that we can find, and, I mean, I've driven around all weekend, I have yet to see one Conservative Party sign. I got NDP, I got Liberal everywhere, not a single one for the Conservative
Party. John, I have to move on, but I'll phone Ford's office this afternoon and try to find out what the hell's going on. Thank you. What else have we got here?
Let's run through a couple of last-minute comments. Housing is about supply and demand. To increase financial assistance to buyers, renters would only increase the asking prices for homes. The market needs to be flooded with cheap homes. Let me see.
Hold it. But how can you have a cheap home when government regulation accounts for about 30% and in Ottawa, soon going to be about 40%? How do you get a cheap home when the government is taking about 40%? Of the cost. That's the problem. Here the government say, we got to have lower cost housing, et cetera, et cetera. But at the same time, they're imposing all of these regulations, et cetera, that are taking a huge chunk of the cost of a new home. So it's pretty hard to have a cheap home when the government's taking about 40% of the cost. Go ahead, John.
The province of Alberta has temporarily removed the provincial taxes from gasoline, says Macaulay. Lowell, can you please run for politics, begs Sarah. Why don't we have a price of oil for Canada and another world price? We have enough oil to do this and can still export millions of barrels, says Glenn.
We can't. It just frustrates the hell out of me that people still don't understand what's happened here. We don't have enough oil in the eastern part of Canada. If we had pipelines to bring it here, we would. They stopped Energy East, which was supposed to bring Western oil through to the big refineries in Quebec and New Brunswick. That would have supplied all, in other words, all of Canada would have access to Canadian oil and gas. They stopped the pipeline. And John Fraser, by the way, was one of those that helped to stop it. All right. They stopped the pipeline, which means that in order to supply all of the maritime provinces and about half of Quebec with oil and gas, we must buy foreign. We do not have any foreign markets except for one, the United States. The United States has a monopoly because we can't get our oil or natural gas to foreign markets other than the United States because Trudeau stopped the pipelines. I mean, I don't understand why at this stage people don't understand that. Go ahead, John.
We got a lot of leftover comments. We're 2 minutes past when you normally sign off. I can go longer if you want to, Lowell. It's entirely up to you.
Oh, send them there. We're off. You know what? Debbie and I are going out to find a patio.
There you go. Lisa wants to know if we can talk about inflation again tomorrow. She tried to call but couldn't
absolutely
get through.
Absolutely. You know what? Yes, we will deal with inflation again tomorrow. Thank you very much. We'll be back tomorrow.
The Lowell Green Show is seen and heard live around the world at 2 p.m. Eastern. Connect with us online at blasttheradio.com/Lowell Green. Can't join us live? Download the Lowell Green Podcast. Available on Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Ask your smart speaker to play the Lowell Green Podcast. This is a production of blasttheradio.com.